Each Monday morning, we talk with NHPR's Josh Rogers for The Political Front. It's a look at what's happening in politics here in New Hampshire. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Ray.
So, Josh, the New Hampshire House is going to vote this week on the state budget bill. The plan contains a good deal of what Governor Hassan proposed in her budget, but not, of course, the notable $80 million the governor expects the state to net from any casino license fees. So what jumps out at you about the House's plan and the entire budget process so far?
Well, the House's budget spent slightly less than Governor Hassan's proposed plan, about $55 million in general fund revenue. But it preserves a lot of her stated priorities. You have increased spending on mental health, for instance, more money for the university system, though $12 million less than the governor proposed. Also more money for hospitals, though, again, less than what Hassan put in her plan. But beyond the numbers, I guess the main takeaway for me is that so far, at least, this process has been pretty drama-free in the House. We'll see how it goes on the floor Wednesday. But some of the key spending calls in the areas I mentioned, mental health, hospitals, and certainly the new women's prison in the capital budget, were informed by lawsuits the state of New Hampshire is now facing. But the very fact that the House seems to have been able to scrape up money to add funding in these areas and some others without new major taxes, the 30-cent hike to the tobacco tax recommended by Governor Hassan is basically what's there, wouldn't seem to bode well for what the governor likes to call her one high-end, highly regulated casino. Because, you know, as you know, her main argument for that has been without the revenue, the state won't be able to fund basic services. Several House members I've talked to say the Finance Committee budget proves that claim wrong.
There was a development on the casino front late last week involving Manchester lawmakers in the Verizon Center that also that doesn't help on the cause of gambling. Can you explain what that was about?
Sure. On Friday, the Manchester Board of Aldermen sent a letter to the House Ways and Means Committee, which is expected to receive the Senate's casino proposal, to support a yet-to-be-introduced amendment to that casino bill. The amendment would prohibit any casino facility from having an entertainment venue with over 1,500 seats. The concern out of Manchester from Mayor Ted Gatzis to all the aldermen is that such a venue would hurt the Verizon Center and thus the city. This letter was first made public by Manchester State Representative Steve Valancourt. He called it, quote, another nail in the gambling bill's coffin. He could end up being right. The argument that a casino might hurt existing entertainment venues is one that gambling opponents have been making from the start. That it's now coming from the mayor and alderman of Manchester, a city that I think you can fairly call pro-gambling, now only bolsters that claim. And the fact that the casino's proposal, its co-sponsor is from Manchester, Senator Lou D'Alessandro, adds a layer of irony to this. But this incident also shows a bit of incompetence, too. The city's letter spoke about this amendment as if it were already part of the bill. It hasn't been introduced. And the representative who's supposed to introduce it, Pat Long, a Democrat from Manchester, may lack the standing to do so until the proposal hits the House floor. Who knows when that's going to be? The bill's first hearing's yet to be scheduled. So this incident was a bit weird all the way around.
Yeah, I'd say so. Even so, gambling has passed the Senate. It'll presumably be part of the spending plan. So regardless of how the House acts on the bill, this will be on the table probably until the end, right?
It looks that way, and while the House has never backed a casino bill, it is premature to write gambling off entirely. Polls do show the public supports it, and even if she's never set foot in a casino herself, Governor Hassan surely got a lot riding on this issue. The state Senate does, too, and they'll be applying pressure to the House once they take up the budget.
So what form can we expect that to take?
Well, I think ratcheting back some of the House's spending so that without gambling, certain things won't be funded in the Senate plan. The Senate will have somewhat different priorities. Killing the gas tax increase backed by the House is another likely possibility. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Chuck Morris has already said that bill will die. We'll see. Remember, along with Senator D'Alessandro, Morris is the prime mover behind the gambling bill. There will be other things. You know, the first half of any legislative session is always busier in the House, where there are more bills and more members. Now that all those bills not killed in the House are headed to the Senate, senators will have more pressure points to squeeze, and Governor Hassan and her office will be squeezing too, particularly new lawmakers.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
You're welcome, Rick.
Josh Rogers, he joins Morning Edition each Monday for a look at what's happening in New Hampshire politics. It's called On the Political Front. You can follow Josh on Twitter, by the way, at Josh Rogers NHPR.